Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast, where we, the Explosum Boys, are charged with creating, writing, conceiving, performing a script under great duress. We usually don't do it, and then we have to make it up on the spot. Things are not going well.
Why is that?
Well, Rob, if you were present for last week's episode, which you were.
Physically.
You would know.
Physically, I was here, but mentally, I was thinking about my friend Dave, who was missing.
I see. That's part of my point, is that Dave is still MIA. We have not heard from Mr. Explosum. It feels like our world is crumbling.
All the walls are closing in.
Every Linkin Park lyric is coming true.
Okay, which Linkin Park lyrics are you feeling the most right now?
Right now, there's something crawling in my skin. It could be dandruff, like I haven't showered.
And it could be the bugs that just fill this room.
Yeah, I'm also one step closer to the edge.
Are you about to break?
I'm about to break this microphone if no one tells me where my friend Dave is.
Would you like us to shut up when you're talking to us?
Yes. I mean, that's not even...
Wait, is that a Linkin Park lyric?
Yeah, they scream it I'm about to break or whatever. You say, shut up when I'm talking to you. And then
I thought that was Limp
Bizkit. Nope.
Isn't that Limp Bizkit?
Nope.
Be-do-do-be-do-do. Shut up when I'm talking to you. That's not, I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm about to break everything you said to me.
It wasn't either of those bands. It was my dad every day.
Okay.
When I was growing up.
Yeah. All right. His dad was telling, was telling me that too. So
which of
Chris, shut up when I'm talking to my son.
Which of Rob's dad's lyrics are you feeling the most right now?
My dad lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like which songs that your dad sang to you about you are you really feeling right now?
There was one that went, I'm gonna hit ya.
Yeah.
Gonna hit ya. There was Don't Tell Mom. That was an old 80s. That was an old 80s hit. I was pretty young for that one.
Like a Flock of Seagulls kind of 80s with like synth pads.
Oh yeah. Beow. Except I was the synth pad. He was just hitting me.
Beep, beep,
and I was
beep.
Going, beow, beow, ouch, owie, owie, ow, it hurts.
I'm a big fan of Why Don't You Masturbate to Porn Like a Regular Kid.
Oh yeah. That's
to what tune? What genre of music is that?
Samba.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you masturbate the porn like a regular boy?
Oh, yeah. I think we need to introduce ourselves.
Oh, hey. It's me, Joel. Oh, yeah. Who else?
Oh, I'm Rob. And by the way, my dad never beat me. I was just making a joke. In case you're listening, Dad, I love you.
That sounds like someone who is beaten would have to
that
say.
Sounds like someone who's afraid of the repercussions of Dad.
He's listening to the podcast. Uh-oh. He's rolling up his sleeves.
Oh, boy.
That son of a bitch.
I'm going to get him.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just a Chris, and my life is a nightmare.
Okay.
Sorry.
Whoa, hang on, guys.
What?
The big metal door that never opens, it's opening.
What?
There's sort of a fog.
Santa?
Lights. Ugh, I'm blinded.
Blinded by the light.
It's probably to get the scorpions and poison in easier.
Oh my god, who is it? Is it Mr. Explosum? Oh no, it's...
What?
It's a scared Irishman.
Oh, wait.
Hello?
Dave!
Hello? Dave!
Hello?
Dave, how'd you get out?
And boys!
How'd you get in?
I'm Hello, scared.
Boys!
Wait,
how's it going?
Why are you calling us boys?
Boys.
Have you been transformed?
Wait a minute. I have been transformed into a new man.
What? No! What?
Did Mr.
Not
Explosum,
you too!
Did Mr. Explosum touch your dick? You can tell us.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
I want to know everything and nothing.
Oh my god, how are you boys doing? It's been such a long time.
Don't worry about us. We're worse
living a
than
waking
ever.
Nightmare.
Yeah, where were you last week?
Well, I was sleeping in my bed.
That's where you always are on
Fridays. The dead of night, that's where I'm on Fridays, Mondays, from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. again.
And of course,
but this time,
listeners will know that your bed is the third lowest metal bunk of the bunks that we sleep on.
And the softest metal as well.
And also the kitchen. That's where I do my cooking as well. So you'll notice ketchup on the walls and mustard and in the pillow.
Yes. Classic.
We're digressing into ingredients.
Wait, what happened to you? Sorry.
Like I said, you guys are distracting me.
Tell me more about that sandwich.
No, I want to hear
where
it was. Where the fuck were
Look,
you?
I can either talk about the sandwich or I can talk about my crazy experience.
Hey, let's hear about the sandwich second. I want to hear first what happened.
Okay, sandwich first. That's why.
No.
Chicken,
no.
Mustard.
You know what? Go for it.
You're totally glossing over your sleep schedule. Do you mind rewinding back to that?
I haven't slept for a week, and I feel like I've been in a catatonic state because in the dead of night, I had a bag thrown over my head, and I thought I was finally being taken into the arms of God.
That was just me. You were snoring, and so I put a pillowcase over
your head. So you guys are sharing a room with metal bunk beds, and someone puts a bag over your head. I would cover my cornhole, man.
Well, yeah, I was pretty worried about the whole thing, but I was soon soothed by the voice of, I believe it was Mr. Explosum, who told me that we were going to go to QuakeCon.
What? QuakeCon?
Yeah, he said something like, you know his Mr. Explosum voice where he's like, hey, boys,
hey,
I got my,
boy.
He's kind of like, hey, Dave, we're going to go see QuakeCon together. We're going to watch some sweet frags.
Why did you deserve that?
Cool tag
tournaments. Since when is Mr. Explosum a gamer?
He told me that he liked me the most. I'm sorry to
let you
know.
He seems like a fake Game Boy.
But, yeah.
Hello, Game Boys.
But we didn't go to QuakeCon.
Oh, you didn't?
No, what? He took me outside. I didn't see his face at all. I have no idea. But there was a truck outside with a big Explosum logo on it, and he threw me in the back.
Holy shit.
Oh, like a big rig?
Oh, we must have driven. Yeah, I had plenty of room in there. Like, there was a full living room in the back.
That sounds better than here.
It was pretty good, yeah.
That's great.
So it was a flatbed, right?
Why'd you come back?
It was a flatbed truck, and your hair was in the wind, and that sounds lovely.
Yeah, why
hanging out in the back of the truck, Terminator style.
Why did you come back?
Yeah.
Well...
You finally escaped.
Because I need to set you guys spiritually free. We drove for 11 hours.
My God.
And when the back of the truck opened.
Fort Worth is 11 hours away now?
We were at a beach.
Oh.
A beautiful beach.
A beach in Fort Worth.
In the dead of night.
Oh.
And Mr. Explosum still couldn't see his face, but he gestured me towards the shore.
Wait.
And
so you're looking at his you're looking to see a face, but there's just no information there.
Nothing there, because it's the dead of night.
Okay,
but
sure.
All I could make out after I, you know, sort of. Probably should have opened my eyes for this point,
and
so I did.
And you still got the bag on your head, though, too.
Well, he let me take it off.
Okay.
And so, out of the shadows appeared a giant, what appeared to be a giant white clamshell.
Okay.
And Mr. Explosum said, all right, get in.
Holy shit.
He made you a mollusk?
He turned you into a pearl? What happened?
I can't really explain.
Now, what is this?
But Mr. Explosum, he climbed into the clam with me.
Uh-huh.
And from what I could tell,
oh,
it slowly sank back into the ocean.
Did it fill with water?
No. No, it
Are
didn't.
Are you sure he didn't just give
inside,
you drugs?
The inside of it was so bright and so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine this is what an alien abduction feels like.
Mm.
But well, it was, except you're the alien that got abducted.
Well, right.
Okay.
I'm the alien? Oh, like
get
the
alien?
Okay.
Illegal
okay.
alien.
Get it because you're Irish.
Oh, they caught
okay.
me.
Okay.
This is how they get people back to their
Oh,
country.
This is why ice costs so much.
Yeah.
Is they use
giant magic clams.
Magic clams.
That take you through the ocean.
Instead of trucks and planes.
Look, okay. Everything else was a bit fuzzy after that.
What is this sandy tape that you're holding? What is this for?
Well, everything was a bit fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
Just lots of bright light. But I finally... did see his face that clam.
Was it clammy?
He looked like if Rupert Murdoch walked into that machine in The Fly and someone threw a bunch of prunes in the other part of the machine.
Oh, man.
He's as old as time itself.
So he's half Murdoch, half prune.
Yeah.
Which is just one Murdoch. That's fine.
But he handed me these tips when we got back to shore, and he said... I'll leave you with these.
How did he say it?
Dave.
Boy.
You're absolutely my favorite.
Oh, no.
You're the best one.
All
those
that.
Other guys.
Unreliable.
You know, I tried to improve them by giving them cosmetic additions and or...
none of this happened.
Know, motives.
Dave.
But he gave me these old tapes that I think are probably from underground.
Put one of them in the tape player that we keep on the desk at all times.
I'm scared.
Give it a listen.
The one that we've always
they're
had.
They're all messages for you, I think. So let's give this a go. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Explosum.
By the time
nice
you listen
you.
To this tape, oh. I'll be knee-deep in moon rocks, moon pies, and floozy moon tang on my secret moon base / Airbnb.
Moon base?
What?
My mission on Earth is complete.
Holy shit. What
the fuck?
I'm proud to say that all of your training was a success, and that's why I gave each of you your gifts. Rob...
What?
I gave you the gift of jizz because of how much you told me you love jizzing.
He's right.
My dad did that too.
Joel.
Yeah.
I gave you the gift of knife because of how weak and wussy you are, and it was frankly bringing me down.
Oh, man, I don't even have knife anymore.
Damn it.
Chris, I gave you the gift of a new body because your last one was all fucked up looking and shit.
Can I give it back? It was really gross, right?
Right?
right, totally.
And Dave, you're a pretty neat dude. Anyway, before I leave forever, Joel.
Yes.
Would you please finally tell the boys what I told you that one summer's eve in Verona?
Oh,
what?
He said he thought the Hobbit movie should have been one movie instead of three.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I meant every word of that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows
goodbye,
that.
Goodbye, boys.
Oh, bye.
Oh. Goodbye. Love you more.
Everything
enjoy the moon.
I taught you when you finally face my boss.
Your boss?
What?
Oh shit.
Mr. Explosive Wait. Has a boss?
Was that a goodbye?
He said goodbye, boys. He said he went to the moon.
The moon?
Wait, so what was my gift apart from my weird trip with him?
I think that
where
was your gift.
Blasted back off to outer space where
you
he
got a
from.
Little clam ride.
Shit.
Yeah, that's how you know he's your
favorite.
It must have
been a spaceship.
It was never a clam.
It was his fucking ship. It looked like a clam, and it did submerge, but he must have shot back up into the lunar sphere straight after that.
So, yeah, he dropped you off on the beach and zoomed off to the moon.
Honestly, you know, I have never seen anything like it.
Maybe. Have you ever taken a beach ball in a swimming pool and swam to the bottom and let it go, and it goes, flies in the air? Maybe he did that. Maybe he's so buoyant that he had to go to the bottom of the ocean to, like, launch himself to the moon.
All I know is that it was extraordinary.
Physics.
And I'll take that gift. You guys get jizz and knives, but
at least you got to see him.
People prefer experiences over, you know, commodities these days.
You know, and as a parent, I try to, well, when I used to be free to parent my child, I've been locked up in here for a while, but I used to try and impart that to her as a lesson, you know, do things rather than have things. But I guess you've done the ultimate thing, which is a clam ride through the sea that ended in a space trip to the moon.
I honestly have nothing else to live for. Do you still have that knife?
No. That's the thing. Knife is gone. I had knife for exactly 1 week, and
you've
now it's
given
gone.
It a name. Knife.
Well,
you got too
it,
emotionally attached.
He called it knife. I'm just trying to honor Mr. Explosum.
Shit. So he's...
The door's still open, by the way.
I'm not going to go through it.
I'm afraid. I've spent so much time in this box that the walls have kind of become the only home I know.
This is like Desmond from Lost.
Mm.
It is. I don't want to.
Let's not talk about Lost too much.
I do feel like J.J. Abrams wrote this episode of Here's an Idea so far.
Do you think he plans on Shawshanking you guys? Do you think he knew you wouldn't leave?
I think
he works in mysterious ways.
I think he planned on, let's see, which 90s movie? I think he planned on Sevening us. Instead of Shawshanking us.
No, like, which one? The dildo? The spaghetti?
I think Dave is going to have to put on a fuck suit made of knives and fuck me with it.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And that's what knife was about.
What does that look like? Like a porcupine? Or
no, it's just the one big blade. It's like the Predator's claw, but it's instead of a dick.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, normal stuff. I feel like I'm more paranoid than ever. I know I'm not free. I'm scared to walk through the open door. I'm conditioned.
This is a J.J. Abrams movie.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
We're stuck in here. We're scared about the higher powers.
Also,
but
don't look
continuing.
Now, but there's a lens flare right behind you.
There were lots of lens flares. Oh, jeez. There were lots of them when he, like, submerged in his clam. Hmm.
It's a weird feeling because, you know, he's up there still watching us.
Well, I mean, God is the original lens flare, when you think about it.
Yeah.
He said, let there be light, and the second thing he said, also a cool lens flare would be awesome.
God is the original director.
God is the original J.J. Abrams.
The series we call Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the alpha and the Abraham mega.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
I know that people can't see this, but you still have a hickey on your head from where you stuck a dildo on it yesterday.
We're never going to tell anybody how that... Wait, you just told everybody how that happened. God damn it.
It's called a dicky.
Well, first of all, why is there a dildo in the office? Like, we haven't solved that mystery yet.
A better question is when I hand you a suction dildo and say, stick this to your forehead, and you go, all right.
Well, I mean,
there's no hesitation.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you only get that opportunity once.
Yeah. And now I have, like, an obvious dick hickey on my forehead.
It's got a dick hickey.
Do you go home and your wife's like, is that a dick hickey?
Oh, she knows what it is. This is a problem.
Right.
This goes way back.
Does that mean you get kissed by a very large penis? Is that a dicky?
I think that's a Seal lyric.
If a dick sucks a hole,
a kiss from a dick on a forehead.
Baby,
that one.
Batman.
I love the
Seal song.
Well, we have our freedom. Our boss is gone, and we could not give a shit.
There's
but
no
said,
conceit.
Wait, there's
said,
a problem. He said
his
boss.
He said his boss. Yeah, what?
Let's talk about that.
Come on. Does that mean we're moving up? Are we moving up the ladder?
What if we are wrong? What if Mr. Explosum is just a chain, part of a chain of command? What if by scaring him away or whatever we did to make him move to the moon.
Did we do it?
I hope so, because I wanted to kill him, but I'll settle for him leaving.
I thought
the
Wizard of Oz is dust. Like he gave us our gifts that we needed to be complete, and then he went in his balloon.
I'm going to be analyzing this tape for the rest of my life.
I got to admit, I'm pretty pissed that we didn't get to kill him.
Right. We completely failed in our endeavor. Yeah. Instead of killing him and making him feel bad and then dead, we let him go and do the most extraordinary thing that any quasi-human could do.
Burrow a clam ship into the moon?
And then jettison it, yeah, into the lunar sphere and beyond.
Chris.
We fucked this.
I think you might be the most, cause for sadness of all of us. Because you had these grand murder plans.
I made so many Amazon orders, Joel. Now what the fuck am I going to do with them?
What'd you get?
I got like a trebuchet. I got a whole suit made out of knives.
Uh-huh. And a fuck suit?
Yeah, oh, I got a fucking ahead. Fuck yeah. suit. And it's brand. It's not even an off brand. I thought I'd go all the way.
Oh, Kemco,
be careful with those online trebuchets. I used one last week and it backfired and left this weird mark on my forehead. No, that's how it happened.
That's because you got the recommended Amazon Basics trebuchet.
Oh, okay. And I also put a dildo inside
of
it.
Yeah, you should have done that. But if you had put the recommended boiling pot of oil, you'd be dead.
Okay. Wait, was it point blank? Did you trebuchet a dick into your forehead?
I mean, the instructions were confusing. I may have built it backwards. But long story short, I got a dick in my forehead.
I don't know, man. First of all,
nothing surprises me.
I'm glad to know that Chris can order heavy artillery.
It's Colorado.
And sort of like anti-castle equipment.
Yeah, like living here is like living in the deep web.
No, fight.
The wild web.
Rob's got his castle and his fucking trebuchet. No, wait, Chris has the trebuchet. Rob, what do you have? You said you had a trebuchet.
I've got a shameful mark on my head. That's all I've got.
Yeah, you've been cursed with a dark mark of a dick mark. Mm. I know, and the door is still open, Dave. You walked through an open door.
I'm looking at that door right now, and I'm thinking, what if we just made a break for it? Like, who's even listening?
It was unlocked when I came in. Mm.
Hang on. Has it always been unlocked?
I
never checked.
I've never tried it.
I assumed you guys checked.
I've never willingly walked out of it.
Did nobody check the goddamn door for the last three months?
Fuck. I don't know. The knob looks sticky.
We're kind of just begging to be prisoners.
That was my bad.
Well, yeah, that was Rob's bad.
Oh, that was from Rob's button incident. Okay.
Chris, this means you're made of alien technology right now.
Does that make him an alien?
I think it might.
What? Getting in a giant clam and flying into space?
No. Moving from Earth to another planet makes you the exact opposite of an alien.
I agree.
Makes him a moon immigrant.
If you're in the moon, you're an alien.
There's nothing Republicans hate more than moon immigrants.
Oh, man. How do you build a wall?
Goddamn crater faces.
No, that's literally why we're going to have a space force, is to stop moon immigration.
Oh, do you think Trump watched Mars Attacks and thought, like, those filthy space Mexicans. We gotta get him out of here.
I think Trump's terrified of Mr. Explosum and wants to keep him out of Earth.
Him and me both.
Wait, what if Trump was Mr. Explosum's boss?
Oh my God.
Dude, don't even joke.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I don't want to give Trump so much airplay on our podcast unless he pays us.
Okay, good.
But I feel like he'd be easy to entertain. We could write a script that makes him go, it's really funny.
Yeah, but it would have to be really racist.
Extremely racist. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone knows that's not our scripts, that's our podcast.
Yeah, right. I wanted to say.
Right. Yeah, that's just when Rob talks.
Right. Wait.
I don't know.
Okay, let's figure out who's the most racist out of all of us.
Okay, it's how Rob. Do we do this? I've heard of these tests.
We tried doing this one.
Show of hands, maybe.
Who can raise it the highest?
If you're racist, put your hand up. Yeah, okay, who can make their arm the straightest? Their right arm.
Let's start with Joel. I'm going to ask you a question.
Good. Okay, I'm ready.
Out of all three of the good races, which one is your least favorite?
Oh, that's a toughie, because there are three good ones.
Yep, go. Timer's ticking.
Oh, boy. Least favorite?
Most favorite. Well, yeah, least favorite.
Least
third,
favorite.
Third place.
I think we're going to have to go with Pacific Islanders.
Nice throwback.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when you say that twice, it actually sounds like you have a deep-seated prejudice.
No, of the three good ones.
But that's three out of hundreds.
That means Joel's not racist, because if he was super racist, he would say, there are no good ones. Well, one.
One.
Obviously one.
Joel, did you like Moana?
Oh,
it was his third favorite movie.
That horror movie?
Yeah.
That jump scare horror movie?
Yeah.
No. No, it was terrifying.
Yep, checks out. He's a racist.
Everyone was slightly brownish.
I mean, if you have an anthropomorphized tropical island that's burning with magma in its eyes,
I thought that could be considered a horror movie. The island woman was hot.
You'd fuck it?
Yeah.
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 With a knife suit.
No, I immediately went to Rule 34 and found her getting railed.
Yeah.
Do you by what?
Garfield.
I would tie a parachute around myself or a bungee cord and then jump into her island butt crack. Like that's how hot
Whoa.
She was. Yeah, that's what Whoa. I would do.
Her island.
Man.
Island butt crack.
She was a big island girl, remember?
She was that big island
she
thought.
She was a big island girl?
Big yeah. island thought.
Okay.
She was All right. thick with soil and magma.
Isn't that a Beck song?
Yeah. Okay. I think we've digressed a bit too much.
I don't. I think we're exactly where we
okay,
need to
good.
Be right now.
Then Dave, of the
don't make me
two
do this.
Of the two accurate religions, which one are you?
Leve Church of Satan.
Okay.
That's yep. fair.
Because it's based on the one true religion, baptism, except it goes against everything that baptism says, but it does believe in it at the same time.
Hmm. Hang on.
It's all about mischief.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Like low-key.
Yeah, like very low-key. Mm. We don't talk about it a whole lot.
Okay.
Like to keep
Rob, yeah. you're a big racist, so okay. we don't have to ask you any questions.
Oh, well, thank you.
Chris, we want to see how racist, though.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Oh. Okay, Chris, you go. I don't have any questions for Rob the racist.
Okay, Rob.
Is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Racist Rob.
If,
that's going to be on a t-shirt someday.
You're trapped on an island.
Uh-huh. Is it a hot island?
And you can only bring three people of different races with you.
Oh man.
Which ones would you bring?
Pacific Islander one.
Whoa.
Those guys are big. I could
It's terrifying.
Well, if it comes to cannibalism, I
would have thought it was
I think
more
if food. If I had to eat Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, I think he would last me like a couple weeks.
That would make you Dwayne "The Rob" Johnson.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been based on experience. You'd be like, you know, you obviously know a thing or two about Pacific Islands. I mean, they haven't given you that moniker for no reason. So sure. What about this one?
Pacific Islands are my fetish. Not islanders, but like
the islands. Oh, you're saying he would yeah. know the island.
Which
That's
one,
racist. Yeah.
Which one would you fuck?
The one from Moana. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, the one from Moana. So the, only okay. fake one. I love how you rule 34 actual real islands. I was talking about like the Hawaiian islands or something.
Okay, then.
Oh, which Hawaiian island,
yeah, which
would,
Hawaiian
have
island
sex with?
Would you have sex like Big Island or Maui?
Which one is the least volcanically active? And most sexually
Big
active.
Fat Island.
Rhode Island.
Most sexually active?
Yeah.
Fat Tits Island.
I'd probably go with which was the one where they filmed Jurassic Park?
Fat Tits Island.
It was Kauai, I think. Yeah.
Sweaty
I would,
Peaks Island.
I think yeah. that's the one.
It was Big Sweaty Milk Jugs Island.
Okay. That's
that's
the
what
one.
It translates to.
But to answer Chris's question, I yes. can't think of two other races because I'm colorblind.
Oh,
I think
good.
We are all Pacific Islanders.
Good.
And some of us are Pacific Islands, and those are the sexiest.
Okay, Chris. And for
us.
your question, Chris, is which natural formation do you find the most sexual?
Which natural formation
are
do I find
the most sexual? Are we talking
about geology now? Yeah, like which geological formation, you know, mountain, stream.
Plateaus.
Plateau, yeah. Ayers Rock.
Trenches.
Archipelagos, I would say.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's
why?
Because they get me rock hard, Dave. Because they really get me throbbing.
Which one do you like? Do you like Svalbard?
Like Florida?
Wait, Florida's a peninsula.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. What am I? Okay, what's?
Oh, a fjord is like a valley of some
fjord.
Sort carved out by a glacier.
Fjord.
Fjord.
Okay. So, guys, is this the show now?
Here's the
prattle on about geology and which one you would fuck.
We're no longer under threat of death, and we just sit in the room that we could easily leave, and we talk about fucking the earth.
Did Mr. Rogers ever kind of throw, you know, a sexual element into it where it's, you know, today we're going to learn how to cross the road safely, and we're also going to figure out how to fuck a traffic cone.
That seems easy.
Which you can.
I mean, legally, there's no laws specifically against
it's
that.
It's a college prank you put on someone's head and then fuck the top of it.
I should introduce you to Henrietta.
Oh, yeah, Henrietta Cumbangs.
Yeah, the sexiest traffic cone you could ever imagine.
He's still out there somewhere.
Gonna love
it. Oh, for our listeners.
Yeah, what is Henrietta Cumbangs?
Oh, this is a trip. This is
six
a trip
or
down.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
I was big into He-Man. And so for my 26th birthday, I had a He-Man party. Everyone came dressed as He-Man characters. Naturally, I was He-Man. But
it was your party.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
So you're not
going to
be Orko.
No. No, I was being a big diva about my birthday party. And I was like, no, I want to be He-Man. I got to be fucking He-Man, all
right? You were every, like, 5-year-old.
I would be Skeletor, man. I'm surprised you chose He-Man.
There wasn't a Skeletor there, but there was an exact cop. There was an evil He-Man with a little robot arm. He was an actual character. I forget his name, though. You might know.
No.
Why did evil He-Man show up to your party? Was he an enemy?
It was Chris Boyd.
Oh, of course.
But
of course it was.
But I did have a picture-perfect He-Man wig, and for some reason we took a bunch of traffic cones off the street and drew a face on them.
Yeah, someone stole them, and then we were all hungover. Yeah.
Are we admitting to a crime on live on a podcast?
Yeah, like, we've been planning a murder
after us for.
Oh shit!
We've been planning a murder for 6 months now.
That's
what
fair.
Does it matter?
Okay, never mind.
But we took the traffic cone, put the wig on it, and put a really sexy bra on it.
Yeah.
And then we named her Henrietta Cummings. Henrietta Cummings. And made her a Facebook profile.
It was a real never-been kissed scenario where it came down the stairs with its beautiful new cleavage and wig and.
So a nerdy traffic cone came in and no one noticed her.
Yeah.
And then 11 men stood around her and you fucked it.
She had a bra too. Where did the bra come from in this house where 11 men live? Like, why was
you Pygmalioned a traffic cone until it was fuckable?
Well, you gotta get it from somewhere.
All right.
It was Plano.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the very next day, there was a 3-car collision where 4 people died.
10 yeah, points for the Pygmalion reference, by the way.
You have to put that out on the road with a caution ice sign on it.
Yeah.
If you put Henrietta on the road, people would look at her and go, whoa, what a woman. And it's swerve
whoa,
and crash.
Whoa.
You would drive directly into the hole that she was protecting.
Their boners would lock their steering wheels like those security arms.
Like the club?
Yeah.
Your boner weaves in and out of the steering
whoa.
Wheel.
And then you would crash.
Touches the window and then you're locked up.
Your boner schnecks are on the fucking steering wheel.
At that point.
And then you're caught in a bind.
It's up to your passenger at that point to grab the steering wheel and break your boner.
No, it's a real test of your friends. It's a real test of your friendship if they're like, nah, I'm not touching that dick, bro.
What if your friend, his only way to save both your lives is to get your dick finished so it goes back down and unblocks the steering wheel. You know, what if that's kind of...
You have to rub it with both hands
to
make sure.
Like, if you were my passenger, I'd be like, hey, Dave, quick, you need to jerk me off to completion. Otherwise, my dick is going to be stuck in the steering wheel. We're going to go over the Grand Canyon, the sexiest crevasse in America, if you don't jerk me off.
If you look at it from space, it's the most beautiful crack you've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's shaped exactly like a vagina, so...
From what I've been told.
Yeah. Right. So are you saying that once you got to the Grand Canyon, that would be it? You couldn't hold it anymore?
Oh, that's what happens. Like, I get close to the Grand Canyon. It's my favorite landmark.
And you go, I see,
and I go, oh, shit. And then my boner locks the steering wheel.
Oh, okay.
And then we're in a bind where Dave, my passenger, has to get my boner down either by saying gross things or, the other option. And then if he doesn't do something, we both die. It's the classic prisoner's dilemma.
I mean, everything's been heaped on my shoulders within a split second.
Is it not the trolley problem?
It's the trolley problem, except if you replace the five people with one guy with a boner and the other guy with Dave.
The other guy with dignity.
You have to pick one.
Here's a trolley problem for you.
Sure.
Five guys
love that restaurant.
Are it's the five guys.
The founders.
Five guys. Yeah.
The five guys.
Like the five guys?
Yeah, Gino.
Gino guy.
Pedo.
Burgert.
Burgert. Yeah, Pedo.
Margaret.
Gino. Pedo. Margaret. Burgert. And Samuel.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are they doing?
Sorry, who are these guys?
The five guys. The founding five guys.
Yeah.
Margaret, Burgert, and
Margaret,
Pedo.
Burgert.
Pedo.
Pedo.
And Pedo.
Samuel. And the other one.
I'm not going to remember any of these
names.
You don't have to. Okay. Just call them five guys.
Yeah, that's why they came up with
They legally changed their name to five guys and became one person.
No, I mean, the store used to be called Margaret Burger.
Get on with
Pedo.
The problem.
Go. So they're all turned on by railroad tracks.
Okay.
So they all see a railroad track and their dicks fly right into the railroad tracks in and weaving in and out. And so you're coming on a trolley.
Yeah.
And you see five guys with their dicks stuck in a railroad track.
Why were they doing this? Were they forming a circle to talk about their big business idea for a burger?
God, we gotta start a burger company.
Everyone's doing burgers now. We gotta do it.
Oh no! There goes my dick again.
Oh no! But anyway, as I was saying, burgers are a
pickles are a must. Cheese, gotta have it.
Hey, is that a trolley coming towards us?
All right. So your dilemma is run over all five of these guys, severing their dicks and possibly depriving the world of delicious hamburgers.
That's true.
Or derail the trolley, killing only you and your dick.
Oh man. Well. I mean, it's not just the dicks at stake here. It's fresh burgers made with wholesome ingredients.
And your dick is wedged in the steering wheel of the trolley.
Okay. I mean, I assumed it was. But yeah, I mean.
The runaway train and it needs a steering wheel for some reason, as opposed to a brick.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go with that train otherwise?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I went the wrong way. I'm going to turn around.
If you do a real quick turn, it'll flip like an SUV.
Right. Okay.
Oh, that's shit. That's Rob's option.
What you need then is an iron worker that's obviously, you know, like grown his hands.
Hang on.
I got my answer.
Okay.
Here's what we do. It's obvious.
I want to hear about this grown hands guy, though.
Here's what I would do. I would cut off my own dick. I would choose the dick option.
Oh.
I would sever my own penis.
Uh-huh.
But then I would jump out bleeding and say, "Hey guys, that was a close call, but I saved your life. I'd like to get in on this business of yours."
No, if you jump out,
you would sacrifice your dick for that five guys money, baby.
If I saved their lives, they would invite me in. They would make it six guys, and they would be six, five guys and one dickless fella. Burgers and fries on every sign. Think about it.
You're not considering the importance of the name Five Guys as a burger chain as a part of its success. If it's called Six Guys, I'm not going there.
No, it's called Six Guys, and one of them has a dick
cut off.
Someone
else is going to start Five Guys, and you're going to be the knockoff brand.
Yeah.
You're going to be the bad one.
You have two options. The company is either called Five Guys plus Rob, who has no dick, or it's called Six Guys, parentheses, Rob is one of those guys and he has no dick.
Both of these are very appetizing names, and I know they would bring in a whole lot of hungry customers.
Right. How would you tailor the menu of this restaurant when everyone knows their national branding campaign is that there's six of us and one of us doesn't have a dick?
I think you could get cutesy with some of the...
You could, like... Like a hot dog with just the bun.
Yeah.
Or like...
You could call the pickles Dickless Pickles.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was just thinking like calamari rubs lost a willy. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Five I get the large, guys. Please.
The five
and you
guys
can order,
trolley pro. Okay.
And you can order the turkey burger, but the turkey comes without a dick, just like Rob.
No, normal turkey doesn't have a dick, though, when you eat it.
Yeah.
You've never seen a turkey with a massive dick.
Yeah, no one on Thanksgiving is going, "I get the dick.
I'll pull on the other part, side of the
daddy,
dick.
Daddy, daddy, let me eat the dick.
I'm going to pull on the balls while you make a wish."
Okay, yay. You pull the balls and I'll pull the dick. Wish.
Make a wish. My wish that I wasn't here right now.
We're going to throw these in a pan and make lovely brown gravy.
That is where brown gravy comes from. Oh, turkey man. Dicks.
Quit ruining food for me.
Oh, no, man. I feel like you'd have to know a lot about the burger industry to see five guys on a track with their dicks stuck in the track.
That's the most
surprising
part.
And then you
part.
Go, those guys, those five guys
I
are going to be burger
I
millionaires.
I squint really hard and I read their lips and they're discussing major, big business plans.
Going back to that, the whole problem that you posed, I would, if I was, say I was a steel worker or an iron worker, like I was talking about earlier,
big hands.
Back in the olden days.
You've grown your hands.
I've grown my hands. I would bend and, like, with a hammer, straighten out all those penises.
Oh!
And have you ever seen those cartoons where people lay the tracks for the train
as
it's coming along? I would do that and take the train to
We made a cartoon
safety.
Like that. Okay. Why not use your giant monster hands to just rip them free of their dicks?
You're assuming that my hands are very, very large.
You said you've grown them.
They're rugged. That doesn't mean I'm good at growing them. They're still normal-sized hands, but very rugged.
I feel like you've gone to the gym for hand day.
Yeah.
what does that involve?
Lifting little weights with each finger.
And then afterwards, you're looking in the mirror, doing hand puppet stuff, going, "Oh, yeah, I'm fucking beautiful." I'm fucking
what if eating too much food instead of making you fat made your hands really big? Do you think the obesity problem would be better or worse?
You'd have obese hands, man. I would rather, like, you're not doing anything with your stomach. If you had big old fat hands, your whole life would change.
It would, it would get in the way of work and everything.
Bones would look different.
Bones would be huge. iPads would be bigger.
You'd look like, you ever seen those sort of diagrams where it's what humans would look like if their nerve endings or where they're more sensitive? They have giant hands and giant tongues all the time.
No,
never seen that?
No, that's horrifying.
I guarantee you've seen that.
Nope, no sir, man. That's far out.
Did you see this in the clam ship?
I must have seen this in the time clam.
Oh,
yeah.
The time clam.
Okay.
Holy shit. Maybe that was Mr. Explosum's true form.
The time clam.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good. There's an idea.
write that one down.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to use our catchphrase. Here's an idea. I have another idea that you guys reminded me of.
Good.
With,
thank you so
railroad
much.
Tracks.
Not that there's any pressure since our boss is on the moon now. but go for it.
We truly have destroyed the entire conceit of this show. I'm fired into fucking space.
Along with our boss.
Chris, what's
there
your
is
idea?
No tension right now.
What's your idea, Chris?
My idea, it's also kind of part of it is a question for if we have any Canadian listeners out there.
We don't.
Okay. So it's the same conundrum with the railroad tracks and splitting two ways, except it's Canada in control of the train. And on one train track is all of America, and the other train track is all of Europe. Which would Canada save? Where's their allegiance?
Oh, I see.
Europe.
Europe, yeah. For sure.
You think so?
These days, I think America's
dumb now, and it smells.
That's true.
Hey, that's kind of a weird question, because they are part of the British Commonwealth, and the British currently don't like Europe very much. Or the rest of Europe, should I say. Yeah. Keep that shit in silent, bro.
Sorry, guys.
Hang on. How are you getting a cell signal? Is it because the door's open?
I think it's because the door's open.
Can you text someone and ask them if we're allowed to be free?
Yes. Let me see.
Let me ask this person trying to sell me a credit card
if we're free to leave.
Okay.
Cool.
And then when you're done with that, order five guys.
Okay,
if
sure.
they're on Uber Eats,
I'll
that'd
try.
Be great.
Yes, please.
Now there's four of us, so don't order five burgers or five dicks.
I'll just take a hot dog bun, please.
See, the Canadians have a conundrum because Daddy Britain's like, I fucking hate the EU. But Canada's like, well, you know, we like the EU as well.
Oh, I thought
but politics
Canadians.
Aside, also just think of like, you know, they share a continent. So
they share a love of fat chips.
In America, we share incontinence.
We don't share a love for chips. Canada and U.S. are really split on how chips should be served.
That's true. Ketchup chips are not delicious.
Oh, right. Big fat fries or what? I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
even on fries, we're split.
Yeah, fries
Canada,
totally split.
I'm sorry.
On their national dish, fries with turkey balls.
He thought you meant
gravy.
Crisps.
Crisps. Oh, I see.
Like Crisp Wilson.
I thought you were talking about what I call them, potato fingers.
Yes.
That's what we say. In
men's
Houston.
Potato fingers.
That's a very
fingers.
American thing.
I call them spuddy buddies.
It's like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know why. There's a thing here where Americans have to infantilize their food, especially in the South, where it's like, instead of pickles, you have to call them Pete and Pop and Pickle Poppers.
No, that's at a restaurant where they're trying to get you to not realize you're eating fried garbage.
Yeah, yeah. You're out of shenanigans.
You're at a restaurant that has half a car on the wall because it's peachy.
And I walk in, and I'm fucking miserable because I got no sleep, and I have to be like, could I have the chunky monkey dinkle dunkers with the flabby slabby steak and daddy?
Sure thing. That'll be a pizza rolled up in a sausage, rolled up in another pizza, rolled up in a Hot Pocket.
Oh, fuck. All right.
This is why my hands are so huge.
And could I get a giant fizzy, whizzy milkshake.
My hands, after this meal, are going
to
be huge.
My hands are going to be rugged, fit enough to block a train from driving over a bunch of guys' dicks. Five at least.
If all of America had their dicks stuck in a train track, Canada would let us die.
You know, America
because then
would
they could just walk south.
That's true.
And have a place to live.
I'm with Canada on that. I'm curious as to how Canadians feel, because we're trying to speak for them. So.
Okay. So email
at canada@explosum.net.
Nope,
that's
podcast. podcast@explosum.net and weigh in only if you're Canadian.
Yeah.
If also,
all of America's dicks were stuck in a train track, would you run them over or would you run over
your own dick?
Europe's dicks.
Or your own dick.
Yeah. Okay.
There's three tracks.
Oh, that's true. If you're really Canadian, you would apologize and sacrifice yourself.
Yeah.
Also, if you've seen the state of Amtrak, connections in this country are dreadful. There's nothing going on, so your bodies would practically be disposed of already. I'm not part of all this.
Yeah.
You'd be out of the way. You'd be
Dave. Yeah, you'd be the only person in this country that would not have their dick in a train track.
So it'd be like the last man on earth with his dick.
You'd be walking around, and we'd be going,
Rob,
"Help, Dave."
Rob reminded
me.
It'd be a cacophony of people going, "Oh, it's Dave. Maybe he can help me." A cacophony.
Yeah.
Cock off.
This is kind of like the movie Suicide Club, but instead of a bunch of little Asian schoolgirls, it's a bunch of penises.
Also, Jared Leto isn't in it.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the other movie.
Well, he's not in on it.
He's
a couple
driving.
Of days ago, either Rob or Dave reminded me of someone Chris knows who fell asleep on a train track and woke up with no legs.
Oh. They didn't fall asleep on a train track. They tried to jump onto the train.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. They didn't
like,
fall
I'm
asleep
gonna...
on a train track. That's cute, though. Huh. I'm just going to sleep at the one place I
should.
Well,
shouldn't. I know. I said fall asleep to be nice. The way it was told to me was they passed out drunk on a train track.
No, they tried to jump on it.
Oh,
no.
And then they posted on Facebook. Like, we saw on Facebook, they're like, I'm going to jump on a train today. And then the next post is, no more legs.
Well, whoops. Sorry we spread bad news about your friend.
Yeah,
well, you guys kind of made it a nicer story.
Well, I think ours is probably something that makes you go, oh, well, she was drunk. But no, instead, she thought, I'm going to jump on this giant homunculoid machine that's probably not going to tear my legs off.
How do you get from the side of a train to under a train?
They drag you under. They will. They'll drag you under.
Like a whale?
In a horribly terrifying
way. Like a SeaWorld whale?
Kind of, yeah. Like a clam. Like a time clam.
What if a time clam, you were swimming, you're dog paddling.
Right.
And a time clam comes up and bites your legs and drags you to the bottom of the ocean.
Clams are notoriously slow, right? They have a bad reputation for being slow. A time clam actually slows down time so that you're moving at a relative speed to the clam speed. And that's how they get you.
While you're inside of it? Or
no, it just eats you up. But
does that mean you experience like a lifetime with Mr. Explosum and the time clam?
Maybe.
Didn't you never saw his face?
A whole lifetime. I did.
Oh, you
I
did see his face, right.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Roger Ailes and a tangerine.
It looks like someone put boogly eyes on a brain.
Okay.
So weird.
I do notice that I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that you do have more sandy tapes in your satchel there. Do you want to play any
Shall
more
we,
of the sandy
for
tapes?
For the viewers and for everyone here, let's play us another one.
My name's Sandy Tapes.
Hey guys, it's me, Sandy Tapes.
Yeah, let's hear one
I
more.
I just wonder why he made a bunch of tapes.
Hope it's finally the sex
goes.
Tape.
And play.
Oh, shit. Okay, I realized I forgot to do one last experiment. Oh. Do this one for me, boys, please. This one's going to be about newlyweds at a dog park.
What?
Go.
Oh, he wants a script?
What? What? How are we gonna
goodbye forever?
How are we gonna get it to him?
Wait, and he said goodbye forever. Play that one again, Dave. Press okay. Play again.
Okay, hang
on. Oh shit. Okay, I realized I forgot to do one last experiment. Do this one for me, boys, please. This one's gonna be about newlyweds at a dog park. All right, go.
Okay.
Goodbye forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever.
Godspeed, you son of a bitch.
Where does he get off asking for a script?
He did ask nicely this time.
How do we get it to him? Is the question.
Yeah, can he still hear?
Is he going to time clam back down to us?
Can
or
fire
what?
A clam laser from the moon?
It's like Dragon Ball. Maybe we'll have all the time to write a script in the world if we climb into the time clam.
Is he watching on Clam Cam?
Clam, clam.
Clam Cam.
I am certain he's always watching us.
I don't know, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, this has turned into Truman Show, except it's Mr. Explosum up in the moon.
Oh, this is like that Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness video. Where
they go to the moon?
Yeah, where they go to the moon.
Tonight.
Oh,
tonight,
no.
Tonight.
Okay.
No, please.
And oh, man.
Except it's Mr. Explosum going, hello, boys, to Billy Corgan, I guess.
I guess.
Who loved the moon so much, he became the moon. In his later years.
He does look like a moon man.
He does look like a lunar...
No one is demanding of us a script. I don't think anyone can actually hurt us, but I'm not sure. But he did... Do we feel a camaraderie, a kinship to Mr. Explosum? Do we owe him anything?
Yeah, well, here, let's roll the montage of all the great moments we had together.
Yeah, oh, there goes us getting crushed by the ceiling. Oh, there's the scorpions.
Oh, boy.
They're the size of dogs.
Hey, there's the time he put my body together wrong.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he was just doing the best he could with that one. I don't think that was malice.
I think IKEA is to blame for that one.
Yeah, if all of your toes are little wooden pegs, then it's just because those are the parts he had.
What if he's stress testing us for the new guy or girl that shows up? The person above him.
Oh, I keep forgetting he said his boss was worse.
Yeah, I don't know why we're not talking about that more.
Should we flee?
Probably be deliberate.
Is it Gertrude? I don't know. Or what if it's Olive Garden?
God, I hope it's not Olive Garden. They're going to give me so much diarrhea.
It might be.
As a gift, yeah.
Okay, so my question, the question I posed to the boys is, do we do Mr. Explosum's script about newlyweds at a dog park?
Sounds fun.
Or do we not do that and run?
I'm going to vote for run, actually.
Okay.
You know what?
That's like, one for run.
Fuck the conceit. I don't give a shit about
one
the script.
For run.
I want to get out of here.
Chris, what's your vote? You're already free.
I vote that we find our own time clam and get up there to kill the son of a bitch.
Oh, okay. So Chris is still on the same track. Rob, what about you?
I think we should do it.
Okay.
Because I think we are at the dog park right now. We're all running free, and we need some newlyweds. We need a newly...
No, we're the opposite of a dog park. We're inside a fucking cage.
Right, well...
Being forced to do these scripts.
I mean, dogs are forced to go to dog parks and have fun with each other. It's not...
Are you implying this? Okay, so that's a vote for do it. You're a vote for
I think I feel a daddy respect for Mr. Explosum.
Oh,
like,
man,
I,
he's
like,
got
I owe him.
You got Amsterdammed, or whatever the term for that is.
Joel, you hate your real dad.
I know. Well, he's dead.
You have two of them, and they both suck.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Got Stockholmed.
You had fake
that's
dad. And
but
real
what
dad.
If I want Mr. Explosum to approve me so at least one daddy will love me?
One out of three is not bad.
One out of three is not dad.
Chris, what's your vote?
That we kill him on the moon, and we take his bones and turn it into really lovely jewelry for Etsy.
That sounds great. Man.
Hey, what if we do the script and then FedEx it to him, except we're all hiding inside the box with.
And then we live in the clam moon with him?
No, we kill him.
Oh. I keep trying to have a father-son relationship.
Wait, Eddie Potophiles.
And then daddy tells us we're good?
Sons are always killing their fathers.
If Eddie Potophiles could draw us inside the time clam on the moon, hanging out with Mr. Explosum and send it to us via social media, I would probably put it on my fucking wall.
Yeah, we'll hang it up in our cell wall.
Podcast at explosum.net. Please send your time clam drawings.
Please.
Okay, look, I feel like we owe it to him. I don't know. I'm going to say we enter exterior.
Let's do it.
Dog park day. Newlyweds Joel and Dave are sitting on a bench with their dogs waiting for their spouses, Rob and Chris. We're each separate newlyweds.
I'm just so happy and so elated that after our marriage went without a hitch, my dress is still pale and white and beautiful, despite all the dogs that are around here.
The weirdest thing is that you're wearing your wedding dress at this dog park and that you and Rob got married months ago. Truly. I mean, we're still considered newlyweds, but months ago.
Well, Rob is a man who has a very large affection for dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see if he can look after me properly by stress testing the fuck out of him, making sure he gets no dog shit in my wedding dress. Because if he does...
So that's the test?
If he does, then he's out of here.
Yeah, Chris and I have never had any of this tension.
This is my 9th marriage, and I'm pretty sure it's going to work out this time.
I mean,
time.
I'm still wearing...
I do this with all of my men.
I'm still wearing my tuxedo, but it's not because Chris made me. It's because I enjoy it.
It's because you... Oh, yeah?
I'm just a fancy man.
Oh,
sorry, my dog is nibbling on your toes. You might want to kick it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Davina, sweetie, Davina.
Hi.
Hey, love you, honey.
Oh. Hey, honey.
Hey, baby boo.
You guys are so in love, it's gross, and I hate you both.
You know, I love absolutely everything about my main man, Rob.
Except for how he...
Except for how much he loves dogs, and I fucking hate him.
Hey, Davina. Davina, is this your new friend? You haven't introduced me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
This is my tuxedo man friend.
Well, nice.
Yeah, Tuxedo Joel is what they called me.
Nice to meet you.
Tuxedo Joel.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to encroach. I don't want you to think that I'm hitting on your new wife.
Honey, your fucking dog's my leg.
I'm wearing a tux and, you know, she's wearing a beautiful wedding dress. So it seems like we're the ones that should be together. And it's just weird that...
Well, I mean,
we're not. I don't know. It's weird.
We're in a semi-open thing, so if you wanted to fuck her, we can talk later.
We didn't talk about that.
Hang on.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late. Hey.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, baby. Hey, yeah. Sorry,
buddy.
Five Guys had a huge line, but I brought you some.
This is my husband, Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
He's also wearing a tuxedo. Again, not because we're obsessed with our recent wedding, just because...
Oh, you guys are so darling.
We're darling and fancy.
They're rentals, so, you know, we're getting our money's worth.
Well, and we rent a new tuxedo every day, and then we switch. And the funny thing is, you can see we're obviously not the same size. I have huge hands.
Opposites attract.
So, I'm sorry, Chris. This is Davina.
Hi.
Hi,
and,
Davina.
Davina's husband, Rob. And then Rob's dog is running around the park here somewhere.
He's somewhere, a little rapscallion.
Yeah. Oh, pleasure to meet you. Hey, Joel, baby, can I talk
to
you real quick?
Yeah, what's up, honey, sweetheart?
Can I talk to you over here real quick, really?
Yes,
inconspicuously.
Man of my dreams, feet of my mouth.
Yes. You know, we were just recently married. I couldn't
recently.
Help but
newlyweds.
Overhear that you're setting up some sort of fuck fest.
Dogs!
I'm sorry, there's a woman screaming at dogs. What was that, babe?
I said,
yeah.
I couldn't help but overhear you're setting up some sort of fuck fest.
It's our 2-month anniversary, and 2 months is the fuck month.
The fuck month? This isn't the something borrowed I was expecting.
No, you're going to get something borrowed, which is a guy. You're going to get something blue, which is his balls. You're going to get something new, which is another guy's balls that are probably also blue. It's going to be great. This is what we signed up for when we did our online marriage.
I was so drunk. I'm not sure if that contract holds up, but you know,
no, this is fine.
Just understand that I'm uncomfortable with this. Okay.
There's dogs attacking this woman. Right. We should probably go see.
Let's keep up appearance. Just don't fuck anybody.
That fucking dogs are drugging the shit out of me. If only someone would make me a sexual proposition.
Well, that's actually what I came over to talk to you about. Sorry, I'm covered in shit. They were all over me. But
get the fuck away,
sweetie,
from me.
Seeing all these dog butts everywhere has made me think a lot about my butt and your butt and how.
Okay.
These two gentlemen here, like, hear me out. What if instead of your relationship with me having one guy, what if it had three guys? Even five guys? Like, what if there are more of us? You know? Because we have so much love between us, but.
You know, if multiply there's more guys in our relationship, then that means there's less room for fucking dogs. I like it.
Yeah, see?
Hang on. You guys fuck dogs?
Well, I mean, I just met you guys, but wink, wink.
Hey, Chris, maybe. Hey, Chrissy, baby, quick sidebar.
Okay.
Hey, these guys fuck dogs.
Yeah, I misunderstood what the fuck fest was. I apologize. I don't mean to go off the handle like that.
I thought it was a people fuck fest.
Yeah.
Can you distract Rob while I go get Davina?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
Okay, right. I feel like... Okay.
Break. Hey, here, I brought a couple wet naps here. I mean, if you want to wipe at least some of that shit.
Oh,
at least off your eyeballs. That looks bad.
I mean... I was going to get the stuff inside my mouth first.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Here, have a nap.
Davina.
Uh-huh.
Follow me behind this this oversized fire hydrant.
How do I know I can trust you?
Shut the fuck up. Come on. Because we're both in wedding garb.
What do you do other than dogs?
Cats, snakes. Also, my wife and your man wife seem to be going behind that dumpster.
Davina.
Place stinks.
I know. This is where people dump their dog shit in little bags. And you know what bothers me?
I'm glad you brought me here, because that's not what I fucking wanted at all.
It takes something biodegradable and makes it something not biodegradable. I really don't like bagging up dog shit. That's a different story. Davina, listen to me.
Okay.
You're in a wedding dress.
That's me.
I'm in a tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
My husband, Chris, is in another much fancier tuxedo.
Right.
Sequins.
Uh-huh.
It's got wings.
Okay.
He looks like an angel.
He does. He's absolutely beautiful.
Your husband, Rob?
Looks like shit. I know.
He looks and smells and apparently tastes like shit.
Yeah, he looks like a dumpster truck with legs.
Yes, and... Right. And he fucks dogs?
Yeah, I fucking hate it when he does that. That was the one thing...
And you knew that before you got married. Can you tell me your wedding vows just in total, please? Just recount those to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, gathered here today to join the beautiful Robert and the delicious Davina. Robert, if you would please look into Davina's eyes and say your vows.
Sweetie, my Davina, my love, when I look at you, I see more than a woman. I see a slender Great Dane running through a field.
A great what? Sorry.
Wait, hello, what?
You have, a Great Dame? Is that what you said? I'm a beautiful dame?
The luscious hair of a Cocker Spaniel, the ass of a corgi.
A Cocker Spaniel?
And I vow on this day, stop interrupting my vows, Donny. This is, my entire family is here and you're embarrassing me.
Dad, are you sure you want to marry her?
Shut up, Dad.
All right, I love you.
I'm getting laid tonight.
Mom, Dad, you're still okay with me marrying these guys, right?
You may now take the ring. Place it on Davina's finger.
Oh, put it on my giant hand. That's the one I use the most.
Yes, love your big largest hands.
I love your big paws. I mean, hands.
Wow, that's a...
Yeah, that's all the shit that happened at my wedding.
That's weird.
That I just remembered and told you.
And you went through with it.
Yep.
He's your man?
Honey, sorry to interrupt.
Hey.
Is everything okay? You guys have been standing over by this dumpster for 3 hours.
It seems to me that your husband's making a proposition.
I was, but what'd you do with Rob?
Oh, hey, guys, I'm over here.
Oh, fuck.
I was getting some dog piss on me to wash off the shit.
I'm fine. I'm just going to say it. Chris and I we're hot dudes, and we love to fuck. One of us has huge hands.
Oh, you're reciting our vows. How sweet.
Chris, if you guys could be our witnesses,
yes.
I brought Chris here to propose again to renew our marriage. Chris, as I get down on one knee, you're a hot guy. Oh. You love to fuck.
I do.
You have huge hands.
Thank you.
Here is a giant ring.
oh
that
my
I've produced
God.
For my pocket.
That's a collar.
Well, you would see it that way.
Oh, and it has my name and address on it in case I get lost. Oh, sweetie. Yes.
And it's got your tag number from the chip that I've put in your butt.
Oh, I do again.
You do again.
I
okay,
do
now, here's, now with a caveat, and here this is again kind of
shit,
a Dick Charlie problem.
I already said yes.
I know, but with it is I kind of wanted to get some female energy going in our mix. And
yes,
Davina,
it's happening.
Davina, if you would let me bow my other knee towards you and produce to you, now with two knees bowed in two different directions, if you would let me ask for your dainty, silken-covered, non-shit-smeared, white, pearly, virgin white hand in joining me and Chris for a fuckfest.
Okay, but I only have but one question.
I'm all ears.
Now, this is a biggie. This is a deal breaker.
All right.
You just have to answer me this question one.
Uh-huh.
If there was a train track,
oh,
and it separated into two.
Can I get a pen?
And one side had five dogs tied down on
five
it.
Dogs.
Oh, it's a trolley problem. Oh,
and the other side, I laid my tits on the train tracks.
Okay, right.
And there's a big train coming.
Yes.
Who would you save?
Oh, I would. I think
would
you.
Save
let
my
me look.
Tits?
Hang on. Let me look into your eyes. Can I hold both your tits as I say this?
Yes.
Okay. As I hold gingerly both of your tits.
As well.
Rob, this doesn't bother you, right?
Depends which choice you make.
Oh, okay. God, he's looking at me. Harsh.
You better choose wisely, friend.
Davina.
Uh huh.
Can I give a little smooch on both your tits?
Yes. Mm.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh, careful.
Okay. All right.
Not around the nipples.
As I clasp your titties in my hands, and I look you in your eyes on single bended knee with, again, another knee bent towards Chris.
Yeah, my tits are down there.
Chris, are you doing okay over there?
Oh, I'm furious, but please continue.
I would, with every piece of my being, with my total heart, I would plow through five dogs, raining their blood upon Rob.
Yes!
You motherfucker!
To save your delicious tits.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you, Davina. Fuck all of you.
Eat
I'm taking
shit.
All these dogs home, and we're going to do our own thing.
Eat oh, shit, Bobby. Dog.
I hereby, God, dog is my witness. All of them. I hereby divorce you, piece of shit, Davina.
Yeah, lick my asshole, you son of a fucking bitch.
I will.
I'm going to marry two men with nicer suits.
You can have her.
All right, bye, Rob.
Gross.
See ya. Peace out.
You guys are filthy.
All right.
Disgusting people.
Chris, I know I kind of thrust this on you, but you're cool, right?
Oh, well, I'm pretty upset with this newfound relationship. I
really?
Mean, two weddings in 2 months is kind of a lot to take on. But also,
uh-huh.
I kind of wish I didn't say yes already.
But you did.
Hey, Chris, you should come with me. Let's get five guys.
Can I just skip away into the sunset license? Holding your tits?
Yeah, let's go.
I don't want to hear it. I also hereby declare this a big old divorce. And
yeah.
I'm with the dog pack now.
Tell him.
The end. Wow. Two marriages
falling apart.
Dissolved.
It's like we all, everyone ended up a newlywed and everyone ended up divorced.
newly divorced, yeah. Newly
but
dead.
In the end, everyone found who they truly deserved.
Yes.
I think.
Joel, which again, applause to coming up with these names. Yeah. Me. Joel.
Well, your name was like Dog Joel or something, wasn't
Joel
it?
Joel and Davina.
It was Tuxedo Joel.
Tuxedo Joel and Davina skipped away into the sunset, tits in hand.
Right. Which and is then, what we'll be doing today.
I don't think Chris and Rob were going to fuck. I think they were just going to enjoy
we're just
going to
have a burger if they let me inside.
Chris was kind
probably
of
just stay at the dog park.
You were being conditioned to become a dog, it seemed.
Yes.
Like, slowly.
That's true. Very true.
Why was I in on that?
I don't know. But
I'm not sure
Rob,
what I...
Rob was literally dog grooming you to become one.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
I thought that was the happiest part of the ending.
Rob's guy fucked dogs.
That was my thing.
That's weird.
Dog fucker Rob. That's what we call him.
Yeah, Rob's guy had a thing, and that was to fuck dogs.
I think Mr. Explosion would be very pleased with that, were he with us today. And
you think? Do you think that was a fitting tribute?
I thought so. I think, okay, do your Mr. Explosion impression. I think you'd be like,
boys, it had comedy. It had
dogs.
It had dogs. It had dog fucking.
It really shined my time clam, if you know what I mean.
I'm glad we could send him off with what might be our worst script yet.
Well, we didn't even send him off. He sent himself off long before we could even fucking
talk. We're going to have to hire NASA to like box this up and ship it to the moon.
Don't put that on me.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I mean, that's the last time we'll hear from him, I hope. And if and I hear from him again, I'm killing that motherfucker. I'll blow up the whole moon with it.
And I don't think we should ever worry about the thing he said about his boss being worse.
No,
I think that's not a problem.
That's more bullshit. It's going to be him in a wig.
And I'm not going to walk through the open door with the lights and the smoke coming out.
A He-Man wig.
You know what?
Right.
Guys, can I propose something else?
To us? You're gonna, Rob, well, why are you on one
why
knee?
Why are you wearing a tuxedo?
No, I propose that hands in hand, we do walk out that door right now.
Really?
Well, first, let's plug our social media accounts.
Oh, okay. And then walk out the door?
Hand in hand.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's walk out into the
unknown. Can I hold Dave's tits?
And then see what happens next week.
Okay. They are beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. So
So follow this podcast on Twitter at Here's an Idea Pod. Also, probably don't follow. Delete your Twitter. It's time. We should stop.
It is a cesspit, isn't it?
It is
a boiling
a
cauldron of
for Nazis and hatred. So really don't.
It's a safe house for Nazis and scum.
Follow me on Twitter at @IJinxAndSue.
Follow.
Rob, go.
Follow me on Twitter at Rob Denblaker.
Uh-huh. Dave.
Follow me at Dave Explosum.
And what about Chris?
Type in Chris Wilson and see what you find. Maybe it'll be me.
It might not.
Yeah.
Seems like a common name.
And then also email us your terrible ideas. We didn't read any this time, and we probably won't ever
again. That's because we were flush with great ideas this week.
At podcast at explosum.net. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide_and_happiness. No further underscores.
Oh, and be sure to, for no reason whatsoever, follow Derek Explosum on Instagram.
No.
You got all of that wrong.
No, there's no reason to do that at all anymore. What are you talking about?
I got a hunch. I got a feeling. I got a vibe.
I don't even know why we're not talking about that
also
anymore.
Follow Alex Jones on Twitter.
Oh, no,
the only place you can.
All of this is going wrong.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it.
Guys, do you want to walk into the unknown with me?
All right. Rob,
I'm going to hold Dave's hand.
You take my hand.
I'm going to hold Joel's
hand. I'm
going to
take Dave's tit.
Okay, you grab Dave by the tit.
Okay, we're kind of in a circle now.
And okay, why are you both picking me up like furniture?
Someone grab my wooden pegs, please.
Ow!
Whatever happens next,
yes.
it's been an honor.
It's been
and
something.
And a privilege.
To serve with us?
And...
Wait,
all right.
I don't know.
So what happens?
I figured this,
are
what
going
this is what you're
the
supposed
world?
To...
This is like how fucking... What was it called? Kimmy...
No, let's do it like Toy Story. Let's just embrace and then go into the fire.
Only you guys can make walking out a door take 10 minutes.
Welcome to Explosum, where every meeting takes 2 hours.
Yeah, you're the one that doesn't have a door to go through. We're the guys with the problems.
You're in a digital world being a digital man.
You didn't have to rub it in like that, but
here we go.
I resent that.
Here we go.
I'm taking my steps.
Here we go. Dave is singing for some reason.
Do I have time to put on a tux?
And...
So majestic.
Look at it, Dave. Look at it. Joel, look. Oh, back inside. Get back inside. Oh, shit.
Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to explosum.net. explosm.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.